When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hey, and welcome to the Nerd Talk podcast. It's Gregor's Nerd Talk. I like that they put my name on that. That was nice of them. So let me just give you a little backstory into what's going on here. A few months ago, there was big changes at my station, and or at our company, rather, and they took Nerd Talk and put it onto 15, and I think now 16 stations around the country, which is incredible. I've been doing this forever just to make jokes about the internet, and now people have to hear it all over the place. And it's fun because I get messages just like from old friends or fans or whatever that hear me in a different market. And they're like, oh my God, did I just hear you on the radio here? And I'm like, yeah. So I was doing a thing called the End of the Show where I was taking all my material from the show and then talking about it and putting it on here. And when all these changes happened and now I'm on 3 stations every morning and everything, it just got to be too much. Someone gave me some good advice and was like, is it worth it? And I was like, no. So we did the, I was just like, well, let's just turn this used to be the Nerd Talk podcast, but let's do it again. And once in a while, I'll go a little extra at length about what's happening. And so here we is. That's what I'm doing right now. I appreciate you hanging out. Let's listen to, I'll do 2 of them. I have 2 different Nerd Talks that run every day. The one that goes nationally is a combination of the two. So I don't even know how to approach it because I want to have all 6 stories make it, but also I don't want to, I don't know. Anyway, here's the first one that runs every day.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
All right, someone is selling these space macarons from the last episode of The Mandalorian, because of course they are. Hand over your wallet Jetson style, Williams-Sonoma is selling officially licensed Star Wars space cookies. Not to be confused with that Netherlands space cake. That will help you blast off. A team of biologists surveying bighorn sheep in the Red Rock region of Utah spotted something spooky. A giant metal monolith erected in the barren desert. Firmly planted in the ground, it's about 2 scientists tall. I know this because one stood on another's shoulders to measure. It's inexplicable and awesome. For all my Zelda-playing nerds, looks like those metal stakes that Thunderblight Ganon shoots at you. And finally, a team of Seattle dog lovers made a dog training device and app that for $200 can keep your woofer busy while you're trying to play video games or cook or whatever. Pup Pod is effectively a treat machine with interactive dog training unit built in. It's pretty cool looking, though sometimes I think it's companies that have trained us to fork over the dough instead of just getting up and going for a walk.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
So I'm... about those Baby Yoda macarons. I learned the difference between the two. The ones that look like fancy Oreos are called macaron. I can hear my mother-in-law saying it like that. Anyway, I don't like when you can see, like, this is such a dick thing of a fan to say. I don't like when you're watching a sci-fi show and you can see exactly what something is. You're like, that's just a macaron. Like, that's not a space cookie. They wouldn't have those on Tatooine. It's so dry there. And you see it, and it's like so obvious that they just put it into a different kind of package. I'm like, ah, man, the art department should get a little more creative or something. Like, of course they're just going to use things they already have. You know how expensive it would be to have to make everything new? But then I'm reading... Sorry. I actually have the book right here. I'm reading Star Wars Heir to the Empire. And there was, when I was a kid, back in the 90s, there was a series, a trilogy of books that came out that were about what happened after Return of the Jedi. And they're awesome. And one of the things that he talks about early on is that Luke Skywalker can't sleep, and so he whips up a concoction that Lando showed him way back in the day, and he's out on the balcony looking out over the city. Coruscant, there he is, and he's sipping from this strange concoction, and they let it go, and then a few minutes later, C-3PO says, like, what is that? And he goes, I don't know, it's something called hot chocolate. And I'm like, that's awesome. That's a really cool way to be obvious about it. And to be like, I've never heard of this concoction. It's from some distant land. Probably far, far in the future. Anyway, so I guess two sides to that. I just like when it's done like in a clever way instead of just an obvious way. If you haven't seen that episode yet, I haven't spoiled anything for you, but it is very cute to watch Baby Yoda eat some cookies. There. That's it, okay? All right, what do we have on store for round two here? Oh, this is kind of cool. I keep seeing conflicting things, but when NASA reports about the environment rebounding a little bit during pandemic, it's something that I'm willing to take as a positive.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Hey, what are the positives of the pandemic? Nitrogen dioxide levels are down 20%, say the scientists at NASA. I don't know what that means. It's from all the people staying at home. Those are the pollutants caused significantly by vehicle fuel combustion. Your car. Amazon orders are up by like 70 zillion percent, though. So, in the beginning part of 2021, we can expect to see a significant drop-off in new humans in the U.S. thanks to the doom and gloom of the pandemic. I'm reading here in The Atlantic, a baby bust, if you will. I don't know. That first month, people were pretty bored. So maybe after... that. And finally, congrats to Elon Musk overtaking Bill Gates to become the second richest person in the world. Great. Isn't Gates' empire declining because he actually spends the money on helping humanity, while Musk is busy trying to shoot humans off the Earth to space Arizona?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Now look, I don't actually know if Bill Gates' fortune is going down because I didn't retain that part of the information as I was reading, but Elon Musk's is going way up. And I want one of those Teslas, and I want to see a Tesla on the moon, on Mars. Now the moon, too. What the hell? Let's go. I am stoked about electric cars, even though the batteries are nuts. There was a crash the other day in Portland, one of the stations I'm on, and I was reading about this crash. A guy was driving his Tesla at 100 miles per hour, lost control, smashed into a power pole. When he hit the power pole, it tore the car apart, and it flung batteries everywhere. Now, in my mind, when you go to switch on your car or whatever, the car battery that's underneath the hood is like a big block of battery. I don't know how to describe it better. I don't think of like what you'd put on your remote, like some double or triple A's or whatever. That's not how I feel about it. But when this car crashed, it tore open the battery pack and flung what looks like the equivalent of C batteries everywhere, all over the place. I guess they're just all sat up next to each other and then wired together and then encased in something so it both dissipates the heat, but also seems like it's not just little individual cells. It blew my mind. It like broke me to think that like, oh, each one of those cars has, 5,000 AA batteries that my kid would definitely leave it turned on and I would definitely have to go in and replace all of them. I guess when the car crashed, it flung the batteries into someone's home. Like through a window, it landed on their bed, and they were so hot, these little individual cells, that it caught their bedding on fire, caused a big problem. That's wacky. It does break my brain, though. But hey, also, Elon, super-duper rich and gonna do weird space stuff, so I don't know. I'm torn on it. I think I'm jealous. Is that the word, jealous? Yeah, that's probably it. Hey, thanks for listening.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.